Unit 5. Tip Top Tech. 5F. Exercise 3. Page 45.
On the 3rd of December 1992, Neil Papworth, a developer and test engineer at Sema Group Telecoms in the UK, sent the first ever text message. It was a simple message. All it said was Merry Christmas, but it meant a lot more. It was the beginning of a new form of communication. Texting, or sending an SMS, which means short message service, has become a very useful way to communicate. People use it all over the world, and it has even created its own language. Text speak, text talk, text slang, whatever you want to call it, is a form of writing abbreviations and short forms of words in SMS messages. It came about because of the limited number of characters you could use in a text, and now even has cool little pictures and symbols called emojis. Emojis are actually really helpful because it can be difficult to show how you feel in a written message. Text speak is a great example of how language grows and changes over time. While text speak has given us something unique and different, it has also been the subject of a lot of negative comments. Many people believe that it is bad for young people because it affects their ability to use grammar properly and causes them to spell words incorrectly. But could that be wrong? Some studies have shown that text speak can actually be beneficial, as it increases the amount that young people read and write. After all, texting is still writing, and the more teens write, the better they get at it. In some areas, this has been recognized, and teachers even use texting in the classroom. They have begun using text speak because it helps to start discussions and shows students the differences between formal and informal language. Some teachers are also using it to help teens produce summaries of long or complicated texts and get them interested in literature. So, it looks like text speak is more than just an easy way to write a short message. If we use it sensibly, it can also be a valuable tool for teaching our children.